the kan mochiach ri. Tim hotzi Reuven yitzi Yosef ke lochav as Shimon l'adin l'din. The Shimon lo yifra otzah. Half a gav she Reuven zochav b'tviyosu. We don't say that the loser pays the expenses of the din Torah. In England, if you lose the case, you got to pay all the expenses. That's the truth. It's an incentive to settle. If you know you're wrong, so you say, I have nothing to lose by litigating. You have to lose. If you lose, you'll pay the expenses. That's why in Britain, there are far fewer cases than there are in America. In America, you know you have no case. I'll cost them X dollars in legal fees. So they say, well, settle with me or let me go. There, if you lose, you pay the expenses. So now, in dealing with Talmud, you do not pay the expenses under normal conditions. Mefurish in the Gemara and the Mordechai Simon Tovshin Zion, Mefurish. And let's take a look at Rabbeinu Sayyid in the Shulchan Aruch and see how it plays out. Everyone has a Shulchan Aruch, I hope. Simon Yudalit, please open up. Ramo, Simon Yudalit, and Sifhei. This is again Chazara from yesterday. Simon Yudalit, Sifhei. The Mechabah starts. Hamischayev b'din, this again Chazara. Hamischayev, does everyone have a Shulchan Aruch? Hamischayev b'din. Ain't a chayav the shalom that she connected to Yitzioso. Afal pishes kigol lodin beirach eres. That's the case of the Gemara. Vahani midi the lo mesarav the making bedina elisha rotz lodin beirach eres. Mesarav lovel lebezin hutzach atovel hotzi otzos lechuf aleir ledin chayav lefrol or kol otzos lechotzi mishaosh and asa sarav. Again, we'll look back in the Mordechai where we came from. Okay. This din, again, they're two different din. Have to be very careful over here. They're different dinim over here. The Mordechai's next din, let's go in the order of the Mordechai. See, I had the order wrong. We the order of the Mordechai. The Mordechai Siman Tov Shin Zion says as follows. Omnam im Ruven omal Shimon nelech lebezn hagodol. V'yom ha-Shimon v'niyobo acharecha li'oso bezn hagodol. Im Yach ze Ruben vitan al Shimon v'yom ani pizarti v'osai al shalach l'bezen negdecha v'lo bosa ani shalom v'cho yitzi osai Rabbeinu Meir mechai v'es Ruben shicham kol yitzi osa af bishlo no delov lo shayach l'meimar Shimon the Ruben m'shat anibach v'dov v'ze v'cham ad v'om yesh in tzrichim kinyin. At the end of the Shias, first of all, there are two different girsos. There's one girs on top and Anshe Hashem flips the girs around. I'm not going to go into those details because not that critical for us right now. Bottom line is, if you promise someone I'll meet you there, and he spends money getting there, and you don't show up, you got to pay. But why must you pay? Kamad v'ramesh en tzrichim kinyan. I told you, showed you yesterday on the screen, the Ritva in Masechta Bava Metzia that I ain't dealing with. It's a similar case. We promise we're going to take my schar over there, and he's going to sell it for a certain profit, even though mevat l'kisa shechaver is part of Yerushalmi says, if you hold on to my wallet, and I can't take the money out to invest it to make profit, your part is called Grama, not Garmi. But if you made an agreement, I'll meet you over there, and you'll take my stuff over there, and you don't do it, then you have to pay. That's the whole idea of the Ritva rights, of employers and employees, where they have to pay one another for backing out in certain cases, because they made an agreement. If you don't keep your agreement, you have to pay, because it compares to an Ore, but here I know. You made an understanding, an agreement. People liked when, oh, trust me, I made an agreement, I'll meet you in the Bez Nagoda. And you say, okay, that means, I have some Hanoi, you trust me. And then I knife you, I don't show up. So you got to pay. That's presumably what this, he's saying, Yesh Rom Shein Shrichim Kinyan, because by he Hanoi of Orev. That's how the push-up shot in the Mordechai. However, when you come to the Shulchan Aruch and the Mefarshim, you know, they sing a different tune. Take a look at the Rambam. Some of you doubt if he shomer lechaver sheyelchol ledu b'mokam achav. Rambam lo lech vani yovah acharecha. Word for word from the Mordechai. V'alach v'asheni leholach acharav. Sarach l'sham azeh shalach kol yitzayosav. Why? Under what basis? Rambam of course doesn't say why. The Mefarshim explain why. The Vilna Gaon, primary among them. The Vilna Gaon, Sifkat and Tezvav. Excuse me. Sifkat on Lamid Aleph, Mish Omar, Kanal, and then he says, the Dama the Messiah Shechayev Kanal, but Sarachin. Now, Messiah didn't make any deals. No deals. What's Messiah? So, the Messiah is what we saw before, Rabbosai, in the Shulchan Aruch, towards the beginning of Sifhei. Amay Masar Lavo. Okay? What's the source for that din? We have to see in the Rosh. Let's take a look on the Rosh of Bosai. Paragimel Simen Mem. Okay, let's turn together, please, to the Rosh. Paragimel Simen Mem. And we shall see right away, as you can see, it's obvious, this has nothing to do with an agreement. There was never any agreement. He never agreed to anything. So obviously there's something amiss. Doesn't seem to be pshat, as we saw based upon the Lashon of the Maharami Rutenberg. Take a look at Bosai Simen Mem. Started the same as the Mordechai. Mikan Raya Mishchay B'din Eino Mishal Mishchenek Lo Yitzioso Apish Is Kikul Odom Yeracheres. Fine. Then he adds, V'hani Mili Yim Lo Masar Lo Mekin B'din Eino Shiroz Lo Odom Yeracheres Av Lo Hoya Masar Lo Volet Bezden V'utzrach Lo Tovei Lo Tzio V'hot Tzos Lo Chofa Leo Limo Lo Din Hoya Maram Ram is Rab Meir Maram Rutenberg Mechay Mo Lo Frok Lo Yitzioso Hei V'Rayim B'Bab 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 Shlicha de Beidina, Mehemet ke Beitre, Vanimili de Shamta, Velimichta vele Psicha, Lo, Mehemet, why? The Mamona Kamachasa, Le Pirish, Kodem Shiyiku Kotava Psicha, Allah, thus is Schara Sofer, Shakotava Psicha, who are then the whole Sharot Sos Shaholzi. If you have to take out a document against me, right, then I have to pay for the document because it's all my fault. Reuben doesn't want to show up in Bezin. They put him in Cherim. And there's a document known in that chayim that costs money to hire a scribe to write that document. Who pays? Who pays? The person who caused this expense. Who's that? The fellow didn't show up. The Vilna Gaon is comparing this case to that case. But according to the way we learn Pshat, Lashna Mordechaim. Why? Because the things which don't need the Kenyan, which we understood to mean, like the Ritvon in Bava Metzia, Dafayin Gimel, nothing to do with Masarif. So obviously the Vilna Gaon is going with a whole different mahalach. He's explaining the case of Avo Acharecha, you pay midin mazik. What does that mean? Dina dig army. Because the Vilna Gaon says over here, right here in the Vilna Gaon, the previous gra, Sivkot and Lamid, Yesh Chokin and Masarif, Vigarmihu. Dina dig army is a chayim shem mazik. And as we saw on the board already yesterday, Plukta the river itzvah, betoys of a basuch of bezim and bez. The Maschel Zos, the Svar Rishon is really Kareem, the Garmi, Sha'osa, who Atzma Vishas Maisa Boazek, and that does not apply over here. Usvar Rachron is really Kareetzva, the Bedavar Ashriach Kantzina and Wadin, Vachanam Ashriach, all in the Gross of Kotten Lamed. So what the Gross saying over here is the two days which are found, the Machaba versus the Ramah. Let's read inside. It's a little tricky. The Machaba, let's read. Yes. Now, so what the Gemara is saying is as follows: if you misarev lavo, and you have to come schlep him into Bezdin, you have to pay those hotzos. That's based on the Mefurash Gemara. Look on the Baragola. Shem Rabbeinu Meir, psicha b'bekam kufiyud beis pirish shetzarach loitin schar sofer shekotzav psicha kodem shikrenu v'adin lechol shar hotzos. These are hotzos to do what? To bring him to come into Bezdin. What happened? Guy wouldn't show up. So you put him in Cherem. You had to write a Cherem and post it all over the place to make sure, put pressure on him. That cost money. And the pressure worked, and he came to Bezin. Now that the Torah is over in Bezin. Hey, by the way, I had to pay money to schlep you here, and I had to pay money to write all those documents. Pay me for it. Yeah, it's a Mefurash Gemara. But there it ends up, Rabosai, in a Bezin. So he ends up in Bezin. You forced me to waste frivolous money just to get you into Bezin. You should have come on your own. That has to be paid. What's the second case? The Yesh Mishaom and the back of the Mechaba. Simon Yudal Tzefei. Shim Tvo Bar Kos. I take it to secular court. Vahotzi Oksos Vedayonim Vetoanim in secular court. Afal Pishim Yitov Siruva Utrek Lodichal Bar Kos. Eino Chayav L'Shalim Otzosov. There's a different story. What happens? I want you to come to Bezin. You refuse to come. So, what do? I take it a second of the court, which I'm allowed to do if you refuse to come. Now, after the second of the court case is over, and I take it to Bezin for another din Torah. What's that? For the expenses that I had in second of the court. Maybe the second of the court didn't award me the expenses, but the Bezin should award me the expenses. Now, for some reason, the guy comes to Bezin. Or the pastor should love a fun of. So the first opinion is in Shulchan Aruch says, no, you don't have to pay.
Why
V'yesh. Huh? We don't know
why. Didn't show up.
Right. Hold on. V'yesh cholkin, says the Rama. Usvir ludim hutzrach lehotzi levotzos lechufa de akol shel goyim chayv l'shalo v'chayniel le'igar. But then he had to provide them. Ublvad she'asol b'rishus bezdin kidel kamon simchavav. Simchavav is this we learned at the very beginning of the year. The guy refuses to show up in Bezdin. So what do you do? What do you do? What do you do if a guy refuses to show up in Bezdin? Doesn't want to show up. So it says over here in Simon Chavav Zibayt, he won't show up. Nota reshus mi Bezdin, umatzil bidine goyim, miyad bal dino. Says the Ramah, if you do that, then you in fact can collect the money. What's the lumdus behind that Ramah? The lumdus behind the Ramah is that if you go on a secular court with a heter of Rishus Bezdin, so in effect, the secular court is kind of the long arm of the Jewish law of the Bezdin, and therefore you have a right to recoup your expenses that the secular court charges you, which the Bezdin wouldn't have charged you, with things of this nature. But the Ramah seems to say, if you went on your own, even though you maybe have been entitled to go on your own, now it's true, instead of being a fairish, no to reshus be best. What'll happen? Now, a serious question. A guy called Reuben, called Shimon to Dintor, and he refused to come once, twice, three times. He refuses to come, and then Reuben on his own goes to secular court. He doesn't realize he needed a reshus of best. You can't call Reuben a bad guy. I mean, Shimon refused to come. Ain't a chanami. Maybe not be a bad guy. If you want Bezdin to pay you back your expenses, they won't do it. Only the Ramah says if you're coming after having gone to Bezdin. Because then the secular court, in effect, is doing what Bezdin said to do. Because Bezdin gave you rishus to go to the secular court. So the question becomes, so why does the first opinion say, even in that case, you can't collect? Assuming there is a machlekes. So some want to say, although it's yesh mishomer v'yesh cholkin, it's a mistake. There's really no machlekes. No machlekes. The case where the Machaber says you cannot collect, is where the Bezdin never gave him rishus. The Ramah didn't realize that, so he said it's a yesh cholkin. It's not really a machlokes. And go back to the original sources and Rishonim, the Rashba and the Rosh, they want to say that really is no machlokes. If, again, you do what the Ramah says, you go to a Bezdin, the Bezdin says we can't, he's not listening to us, you're allowed to go to secular court, then everyone would agree, even the Machaber would agree, that you can collect your expenses. And fakert, if you didn't go to Bezdin, then even the Ramah agrees, you cannot collect your expenses for secular court expenses. What can you collect for L'chol HaDeis? Bezdin expenses. The psicha, the letter of Cherim, right? Or anything along those lines, which is going to ultimately compel him to come to the Bezdin, that's all the Bezdin expense, which was necessitated by some nudnik, and therefore he has to pay. But if it ends up in secular court, and you didn't get Rishus Bezdin, then the Mechaber says you don't have to pay. And the Ramah says you have to pay if you get Rishus Bezdin. So maybe we could be Talmidei Chacham and Marav Mishalom Be'olam, which suggests that perhaps there is a no machlokes fundamental. Fine. So far, so good. That's an interesting sma. The sma says, right over here, the very beginning, the Mechaber's lashon is, look carefully, the Mechaber's lashon is, Chayev lefrola kolotz osof. We saw that in the Rosh. Right? The Rosh is, what's the Lashon of the Rosh? In Paragimel, Simen, Mem. Mesarav lava lebezdin. You have to make hotzos to force them to come to Bezdin. So the Lashon of the Rami Rutenberg is, Mechayev lefroa kol yitziosa. He calls yitziosa, we call the hotzos. All the expenses arrive from Psich. Okay? Says the Sma. V'hainu v'myotza nitva v'chuyev v'dinzeh. Rivosh. What does that mean? That means the prerequisite for the plaintiff to collect his expenses, if the plaintiff wins the case. The plaintiff wins the case, see, he was right all along, and the guy was just dragging him a cup and refusing to show up. So it's, why should the plaintiff not recoup his expenses? What will happen if after all the tumult and the tumult and the tumult, the plaintiff comes to the Bezdin, and guess what? The plaintiff loses. So you see, I was right all along. I was right to stall, I was right not to show up, I was right, because I was right, I won the case. That's a simple reading of the Sma. Now, does everyone agree with this reading of the Sma? Not so simple. Take a look at Pesachei Teshuva here. please, do you have a piece of chuvas of cotton your base? Because of asma, etc. I am betumim with the sivis. No. The dafka kisharoin, shatovea and ischaya, why did Tovea lose the case? Machmas shaholach ba'orma. He's a faker, this Tovea. Trumped up charges, made it out of nowhere. Nothing, there was no case. Oz potter anitva. See, I told you all along that the plaintiff was a fraud. Avok shatovea alach betmimus. He's really he's a straight guy, the plaintiff. Hoya sova shadinimo. He thought that he was really entitled to the money. Vanitra Sirev, and he refused to come. Chayev lahachzer otza osof. Even though the Nitva won the case, he still has to pay the Tovea his expenses. Lo hoya lo ligrum hezek shelo leinim oledin. Makes a lot of sense what the Tumim and the Nesiva said. If it turns out that the plaintiff was a fraud, and he knew all along he had no case. He's the opposite of Tamimus. He's just trying to stir up trouble, maybe able to convince the Nitva to settle with him, or just to get him off his back, give him 10 cents on the dollar. You know, these tricks that the plaintiffs play all the time. Then we're not going to give him expenses, a chutzpah. But if he was Tamimus, now of course, how do you judge when someone's Tamimus or not? It's very hard to Hashem Yiru L'Leva. Hey, but what can you do? Ein L'Dayna L'Mashros. That's the psak of the Nesivus and the Tumim, which I think is called the most poskim, is correct. Oh, now Rabosai, the Yam Shel Shlomo is quoted over here by the Shach. Take a look, Rabosai, the Shach. Shach over here says, Chayv Lefrolo. Take a look, Shach Yud. Yam Shel Shlomo Perek Yud Sim Yudal Hain Hotzos Sarvonus Avol Shar Hotzos Onche Sholach Shliach Acher Amos. So let's take a look at Bosai. Follow the instructions of the Shach. And look at Yam Shel Shlomo. It's only right, right? He tells you to look, there we should look. Yam Shel Shlomo. Baba Kama. Perek Yud. Simen Yudalit. No. Why is it giving me a hard time? Excuse me, mate.
Just give it a moment.
Hear the whole thing?
Huh? No, just wait.
Wait.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right. If you can read small print, I can't move. I'm frozen.
Yeah, that's right. Has to like.
Oh, it froze. I did something wrong. They're upset with me. Okay. The computer's upset with me. I did something to offend its sensibility. Oh, stop turning. Oh, it worked. Look at that. Well, we're good friends now. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Simen Yudalit in Yam Shel Shlomo. Go. Should be close. Yud Gimel, okay. Yud Dalet. Kosi Gemara. Quotes the Rosh. Our Rosh. Because Dikta Gemaram, the same as the Rosh said in Sanhedrin Perek Gimel Siman Mem, he said in Baba Kama Perek Yud Siman Vav. Afal Gav the Mucha, but Rashi Der Borer. Why does it say there? Yeah. How do you know? Very similar to what he said over here in Sanhedrin. Paragimel Simon Mem, Baba Kama also. You come on the release of the Marshal as the Shachat quoted him accurately. Sharot Sos Shemot Sigir Ligvos Chovo. Kago. Sholach Bavru Alamakam Ploni. Osoch Ashliach Lushloch Achre Mos. Ain't a Mishalim. I feel the cause of Lobek Sav the Shalom Lo Kolos also. Havikas Machta Lo Kanya. Ooh. This was a whole new topic. a whole new topic. The Marshal threw it up a new topic. The man agreed to pay expenses. He agreed. Asmachta. We'll discuss Asmachta as we go. And Rosh B'tshuva. Gave Knasher Regid Lech Lebishtaros. She Yifra Kolotoso of Imakefel. I'll pay you double. Give you double expenses. Hech Yigva lo Asmachta. What's an Asmachta? An exaggerated contingency obligation. Heishiv. Im Hoya Meisiv. Boli Dei Gvos Hotso lo Hisi Posig Ligvos. Lo Nasa Kinyin Mebezin Choshuv. Vloka Asmachta. There's a Klal Godol. That if you make a kinyan bebezin choshev, it's more later on in the Durham, Chav Zayim, which is quoted later in Sanhedrin, the third parak, is overcomes that smachta. We have to discuss this at great length, but not this minute. Okay? The Haina Shlosh Shiyodim Bekiyim Bedini Asmachta, that's called the bezin choshev. People know that in halachas. For what did Masha Noser, Schal Shliach Lazmina and Mishalim? Hold on. This is what it says. Ad Khan. To pay all the hotzos. Mishosh nitlel of sarvonis. Mishanasa sarvon. Even before they wrote the sarvonis. And he quotes the raya of the Marena Rabbeinu of Meirzal. This is, of course, the Marami Rotenberg. Our raya. Okay? Mishosh nasa sarvon. Tzorch pirshe perusho, says the Marshal. Meyachash in his chayav hosom. Bishar psicho kshesir lovo. Alpha P should be also power lichl without a psicha. Not the menu, can I mishalin? They had never served on us yet. Shma mina miya based in the yosol of the schaib of Hashem also about hakach. So Syria, what's going on? The tour says the guy refuses to come. He has to pay the old souls. Miyom shakos will have sarvonus. If they're afraid to write it, because he's going to kill him, doesn't make a difference. What does that mean? If you won't go to Bezdin, we threaten to write Meroros about you. We'll get you. Okay? So the question is, when does it start? Expenses as of when? The Dinira, Lavdak Kamalusha, Kostov Sarvonis, let me call them. Shederach Melashi Sarv with Kostov Sarvonis. But if they threaten them earlier, it'll be the same exact halacha. From that moment, you have to pay. We're going into the specific details as a wet moment. When does it start clicking to the paying the tzorach lozi yosav shemosu b'fnei asagol shagoyim. Yeah, ein tzorach l'shalem. Chuvas Rashba. Here's the Rashba why I wanted to show you. It's right over here. Shalta. There's a Rashba speaking. Tov nit shabol ledin. Chutzurat ton lozi yotzos keshi yiskim bedin v'zoch. Imachriach l'shalem lozos benadinim laf. What's the question? Tshuva. Hotzos, what are you talking about? In Baal, it didn't be bezin shal Yisrael, shtari tainos, shnei mos and schar. As it says in Baba Basu, Kuf Samach Baba Beis, and kos and shtar biruim, shnei mos and schar. Rabosai, generally speaking, a bezin will say, the cost of the bezin should be split evenly. And one of the sources is this Gemara, shtar biruim. You know, we don't charge for shtar biruin. Today's these days, shtar biruin, press a button, comes out, of course, 1 cent. But in those days, they had to hire a scribe for that time, you know, to write the shtar biruin longhand. You charge $100 to write it. Who pays? Each pays $50. That's a mefurish gemara of a basa kuf samach zayin. It's a mishnah. Kuf samach zayin base. Okay, you have to go to another place. That's our gemara. Laman alpha base. You don't have to pay. Okay? Now. Im shalchu lo bezdin lo voladin im baldin avalo bo hutzrach atoen lichtov olov. Watch this. Before Shigabara, you have to pay. That's psicha. Oh, here comes the unknown question. Im tva bakol shel goyim. This is word, the Mechaba quoted this verbatim. You look at Siv Hei, it's a verbatim quote. Vehutz rach lohotzi otzos, but I got a vetoanim, hech yishalim, ad rabu, who owes a shloka hogem? The plaintiff had no right to go to a second of the court. Vova lefnei, vola lefnei goyim. Vafil siri va nitva, umitov siruva hutz rach ahayim barach os, hotzi otzos, gam kem bezei yirol di shenu chayim. Why? Here it's not the Tovea's fault, he had a right to go. Tenel grova ben izdigen bi alma. Not like Garmi. What's Garmi? as the Vilna Gaon said, "Shaol se masav beguf adav shu mazik, she sorev shaol shachaveir v'domano." This shita's hari in Baba Basuch of Beizim and Beiz. I is like psicha. No, look, here's the key line. This is the last line of the Rashi, the most important line. Chayin v'domano lechotzos to psicha. Watch this. From the Beizim mechayv and also al shesir of love lefneim liom shekvo ad kach. What does that mean? So you get an impression initially. Who gets the money for the psich? Who's he paying? He's paying the bezin. The bezin laid out the money to have a sofa right at a shtar cherim. Now you got to pay him to pay bezin the money. It's part of the bezin expenses. As opposed to what? The case never came to bezin. The case only went to whom? To the secular court. Says the Rashal. You went to the secular court because the other fellow refused to come to Bezdin, but you never got official permission. You don't have to go to the Bezdin, it doesn't matter. Nonetheless, Potter, it's Grumma. He's a strong guy. But not, he refused to come to Bezdin. But not the reshus to be bad dina v'hishu. Vapi bezin niskakim b'fnei ha'kol shel goyim. Pshita de mechayav l'shalim. Why? V'damer l'psicha de bad dina. Because it's the same thing. It's a bezin authorized expense. Yes, going to secular court in this case is a bezin authorized expense. So it comes out there really should be no machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba. Because the Rashba agrees in the case uvad shasu reshus bezin that you do have to pay. So the same Mechaba said you don't have to pay as a Rashba, but in this case he said you do have to pay. So what's the Machlaikas? Pshuta, there's no Machlaikas between the Rosh and the Rashba. That's the Pashup Shah. Why the Rambam didn't hold this way, I don't really understand. Pashup Shah is this way. Now, if you look at the Imre Baruch on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, it goes to the Shut Veshav HaKoyim, it says, Lek Arayat Sharosh Cholik Al Imarashba. The Rashba Meir Benidon Hotzol Shehem Bemishpat Harkos. You had to pay for the secular court. The Rosh Meir Batzol Shehotzi Barkos Shemucha Leila Chamon Din Yisrael. That's what we said before. There's no Machlekes. But that's very hard to understand because the Ramah, at least at the end, says that you do have to pay expenses when he ends up going to secular court. The answer, of course, is as he's going to secular court as per the explicit permission of the Bezdin. So it's an effect of Bezdin occurred expense. This Pashup Shah should be no machlekes. That's the Knesset Agdolo says. Do we have Knesset Agdolo here? I don't know if we have it. Do we? It's the number first year tour. Sorry, no Knesset Agdolo. Okay? He says exactly so. There's no machlokas between the Rashba and the Rosh. It's Hefka Bezin Hefka, he says. What's Hefka Bezin Hefka? My understanding is as follows. If you're paying the Bezin, you don't have to come out to Hefka Bezin Hefka. Bezin has a right to just... When the Bezin says to pay the other guy, perhaps you have to come on to the idea of Hefka Bezin Hefka. Fine. I saw in the fancy tours, they quote from the Maral Diskin, this is in footnote Nun Hey. So like this. He says that it's like Bezin buying somebody tefillin. Well, we don't like seeing Xubas. Guy refuses to put on tefillin, you hit him. So I can't afford it. You have to buy tefillin. You have money in the bank. So Bezin will put out the money to buy him tefillin, and then the Bezin will collect the money. So to over here, priest b'chol mitzvah. So he asked, the Bezin will force him to pay. Ad kan rabo said this topic. Now, the following situation. What happened in the following situation? I'll read you from this original source. Fascinating case. Again, I'm using the Sefer Seder Adin, which is Meridik. I'm in quotes from page 1213. Yes, sir.
Would there be any leeway to say if someone takes me to secular court without asking me as a defendant to recover?
Yes, we're going to talk about that right now. That's on the agenda. Very, very important case. What happens over here in the following situation? Listen to this case. A Beis Din paskened that Shimon has to pay money. Okay? Shimon is not paying the money. So let's say Reuven has to hire a collection agency. Right? That what they hold today? Collection, right? You give it out to collection, correct? Cost me money to collection. Shimon has to pay that money too. What do you make me go through a collection for? Should have just given me the money. It's ridiculous. What happened in the case? They have a case in Tzfat. Okay? Tzfat. What happened? Bezin said, Shimon, you have to pay money within 30 days. So he gave him checks. But there was no money in the bank. He gave him checks, but there was no coverage in the bank. A faker. So when the plaintiff discovered this, he went to the lawyer to collect the money. The lawyer goes to court, and they garnish the money from the bank, or from his wages, or whatever it may be. After he collected through the lawyer, went back to the rabbinical Beis Din to pay him for the expense of the lawyer. And you know what the Beis Din says? Pay! You're a bum, he says. The defendant is a bum, the Beis Din said in Tzfat. Why? He gave us a tashlum hachov b'mezid. He didn't pay the money on the time when he easily could have. So the guy is a bum. He's a bum. He could have paid it. He's a mezid. He had the money. It wasn't in that account, it was in a different account. Paid the forensic accountant job on him. If it did not ezek, shagarim kagar me. Shenidin l'chayev alav. The question becomes, why did the plaintiff have to hire an attorney? He could go to the government without an attorney. The answer is no, the Beis Din said. This defendant is not an easy guy. Eino baldin kal. I both say he's davening in the morning. The baldin kosher. He was a baldin kosher. We came in Yiddish, a shver baldin. And a guy like that can cause all kinds of problems unless you have to hire a lawyer against him. And therefore, there's no alternative but to hire a lawyer. At the end of the day, the defendant who drained a cup has to pay him the money. Has to pay him the money, Rabosai. That's a situation of what? Where the guy is a bum. This defendant could have paid the money. He just decided to pull shtick, to stall for time, etc., etc., etc. Then it is as follows. The following case. Listen carefully. Watch. Let's say the defendant, who didn't pay the money, has a tainas onus. It's not his or her fault. It's not his or her fault. So then, you're not going to be able to collect the money. Why? I'll give you a pshat why. Because according to the sheet that they collect money, Din Garmi, the second day in Tosfos, Baba Basu Chabez, Mabez Bishim Knas, Lo Kansu Shogot to Mezid. Only a Mezid you have to pay. Now, the source for this they quote is an interesting source. Shutim. I think it'll be under Rishonim. Shut Maril Achadoshes. That's the source over here. The famous Maril wrote two versions here in Siman Reish Aleph. The beginning. Watch this. He says like this. He says, here. So you have to pay Mishim Garmi. But he says, "Im omedes b'tanosa asher tanosa b'kama pomim shenen salavu l'din b'osapam." She couldn't come. She was sick. She's a doctor's note. Umevareres or ayom onse shaylob oz bahi nearly is daiti lo machavin lo. Because he had no right to be motzi mos, came to Shekhar Yeshiva, Shoyesa Anusa. He boiled it as Sukhya Dite, Dilma Dana Anusa. He had no business doing it. He had no business doing it. How do you assume that she wasn't an Anusa? He niach most of a Karen Atzvi. He had no right to spend it, make this expensive, Rabosai. So that's the care. She's an Anusa. Oh. Fine. There's a case, a fascinating case, Rabbi Osai. I love this case. I've seen this time so many times, but else we have nothing to do about it. A guy wants money, and there's a case. The lawyer makes a no-show. The lawyer doesn't show up. The lawyer doesn't show up. So the defendant says, I can't go on with the case. I have no lawyer. But in Eretz Yisrael, they have no chokmas. We don't have this power here in our bezin. I guess in theory we do. But I mean, I've never heard a case where we did it. This is what happens over here. Footnote 86 on page 1214. Im dechias yeshivas bez adin nova me'iyo for also shall orech adin yesh lechayev es orech adin betashlem ha'otzos. Who said so? Rav Ezra Hadaya. This is one of Rav Avadya's rebbe's. That's it. Finish. The lawyer has to pay. The lawyer has to pay. Fascinating. I love it. Not only that. The following situation. Listen to this. Amazing. He writes over here the following case. Listen carefully, please. There was a case where there was a plaintiff and a defendant, and they set a date for the hearing. What happened? The plaintiff didn't show up. Says Bezin, a bluff! The plaintiff has to pay the defendant for the expenses incurred to prepare for this case. Presumably a lawyer is expensive. So the plaintiff went to appeal the case in front of Bez Nagodol, and the plaintiff said, wait a minute, I never saw in the Shtar Biruin. If I never saw in the Shtar Biruin, the Bez lacks the authority to make me pay expenses. I never submitted myself to their jurisdiction. That's a good taina. The Bez Nagodol rejected that taina. Why? Listen. Lech vani avo acharecha. The lower court gave a correct psak based on the Rambam written book that we saw, the Rosh, that you basically said, go and I'll meet you there in court. How do you say in America? See you in court. Yeah. See you in court is just a bluff, you know, a threat. But once you get a lawyer's letter, and the judge makes a court date, and I have no choice but to prepare for the court date of hiring a lawyer, and you don't show up, the court will make you pay. I don't think in America will happen. They made him pay for the expenses.
So what's the power of the Birurim Shtar?
There was no Shtar Birurim. You don't need a Shtar Birurim.
You don't need one.
That's what he says?
Ever.
No, he says as follows. The Torah had a Bezin Kavua Be'ir. Ah. There's a Bezin Kavua in the city. They can paskin against anybody's will. So they can say, it's true you didn't sign a Shtar Birurim by us, you chayim anyway. So there. Of course, in America, in New York, Rav Moshe said there's no Bezin Kavua, so we can't do this. But in Eretz Yisrael, they did it. Aye, so why did they ask for Shtar Birurim? No. That's only so it should be able to be collected in secular court. That's the whole reason for a Shtar Birurim. That's all. That's the only reason for it. Otherwise, you don't need it. So fascinatingly, Rabbi Osai, this is very relevant, very, very relevant. I can't do the whole thing, but it's fascinating. This Sefer, Shochatman, has a total of 19 chapters. The 19th chapter ends on page 1446. That's a pretty hefty book, you think. It's not over yet. It's what they call a nispach. You know what a nispach means in modern Hebrew? Like an appendage. Right? Nispach. Nispach is criticizing a decision of the secular court. Yes, because secular courts and brother didn't interact in Eretz Yisrael, as you can well imagine, much more than here in America. This nispach goes until page 1491. That's the end of the book. Then you have the indexes to that. Of course, the indexes themselves go all the way until page 1742. A lot of indexes. That's another 250 page of indexes. But okay, and sources. Whee! It's a good book. But I'll give you a bekitz and nimitz of this despach, as it's fascinating. Can't go into it all now. It's not our Indian living in America, but it's amazing. As we mentioned already before, the Bezdin Rabbani in Eretz Yisrael was given powers of exclusive powers over marriage and divorce situations. Okay? So they come to Bezdin and they deal with marriage and divorce. What about monetary situations? What about monetary situations? Can the Bezdin take care of these cases? So it was a case of Osai, a woman named Sima Amir, who took to the secular court the highest bezin in Yerushalayim.
Wow.
And this is a public case. Pursam ba'atar Nebo, not Nun Bezvav. How much what that is? It's an internet site called. Let me know if you figure out what it means. I only have the Hebrew spelling. Nun Bezvav. It tells you to find the whole case in the internet site. Gives you the case number. The docket is 8638/03. Maybe the case started in 2003. I don't know what that means exactly. What happens? I'll give you the case. Huh?
What did the case
say? You found it?
Yeah, the website called
Nevo
in Hebrew.
Oh, Nevo, yeah. NEVO. You have it in Hebrew?
Yeah, it translates.
Yeah. So it's 8638/03. That's what's the docket number, apparently. Sima Amir against the highest rabbinical court in Yerushalayim. Pilei Ploy. Here's the case in brief. I'm on page 1479. What happened? They agreed to get divorced. Okay. And in the settlement agreement, how much the man has to pay for the children, how you divide the possessions. And it says, if there'll be a dispute after the get is given, they have to come back to the Bezdin Rabbani. Bilvad, not secular court. Fine. So the highest court gave its rubber stamp, they got divorced. A few years later, the man comes back to the Bezdin Rabbani that she has not kept up her part of the bargain of the settlement agreement. The woman said, I'm going to the secular court. The lawyer of the Bezdin Rabbani, means as a lawyer who knows secular law, I think it's from Shimon Jacoby, we spoke about him when we learned Yevamos, about the Geirus part, I think it's him, said, no. They agreed to come to the Bezdin for all matters. That's like a shtar birurin. It's like a shtar birurin means that they agreed a docket of arbitration to come to the Bezdin for all issues. And they said more than that. They said they came to the Bezdin. The Bezdin gave a psak. They have the right to decide who violates their psak. And she went to secular court and she said two things. The Bezdin has no authority, not from the perspective of the law, and not from the perspective of a shtar biruin, of arbitrators. Bezdin HaGadol rejected it, and says, no, the Bezdin has the original jurisdiction, okay, and to keep dealing with the case, because it said beferish that they wanted to go against the original decision. And this is the Bezdin has the, by law, this is by law, by Israeli law. She went to Bagatz. This is page 1480. Okay? They have no jurisdiction, not a jurisdiction by law, nor as a borer. Guess what? The Bagatz decided that this person is right, the woman is right. They say, number one, they have no jurisdiction because of Hachok. Why? Because it's after the get. Once the get is done, it's out of the purview of the religious court. It's only in the hand of the secular court. So writes the secular court. You know, yedda dash and vazich. They say we have jurisdiction. Okay. Fine. They could have stopped right there. They could have stopped right there because they based themselves on their authority based upon the law. But you know what? The second the court went further than that, some female judge, and they give it to two other judges who sat with them, with her, they were going to also discuss the issue of whether the Bezdin Rabbani can serve as a borer, even though they didn't have to decide that case. That wasn't part of the case. We call this an obiter dictum, when a judge decides, says something which is not relevant to the specific case at hand. And this female judge says, nope, you cannot be served as a borer either. Nope. Why? Because the rabbinical courts are an integral part of the general court system in Eretz Yisrael, in Medina Yisrael. They receive their power from Chok HaMedina, and they have no ability to serve as a borer whatsoever. The fact that people agree to go to them, that's very nice as long as they agree. But once they disagree at the end of the day, you know what's going on? She wants to undo, this is 2003, she wants to undo, let me figure this now, 80 years. Oh, let's leave that before the Medina. She wants to undo 55 years of decisions of the Beis Din Rabbani working as a borer. Can you imagine go back, I don't know, hundreds of tens of thousands of cases in 55 years, maybe we should undo them all. Well, we'll wait till it comes relevant. She didn't quite say that. It's unbelievable. Tens of thousands of cases. Insane. 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 It tells you how judges responded to these things.
But if they agreed.
They agreed. So now, so the last 11 pages of this sefer are a lawyer. See, this man has a law degree, Rabbi Shochanan. His attack on the law, on the judge. The judge doesn't know what she's talking about. And number one, in going back to the original law as it was done, what does it say? This is as follows. Beis Din Rabbani b'ma'amado ka'arka'at shiput datit. It has an ability as a religious entity, ladun b'inyanim amanus, baskam asat stadun kibarim. This is assumed for 55 years. No less, Rabbi Osai, than any other secular arbitration association. Unbelievable. Why not? Comes along the shofetet and says, you know what, that's not, I can't do that. They're being paid on government time. The government, the state of Israel is paying for them only to deal with what they're required to deal with. If two people decide that they want to pay them for what they don't have to do, they can't do that on government time. So they're now going to sue the dayanim for taking coffee breaks, in effect, of hours and hours to do borrowers. Hold on a second. So he quotes himself. He wrote two possible explanations of a certain law. It's called Sif 15 Dalet 4. Okay? 15 Dalet 4. Okay? What the basis for it is, I quote, Ritzon ha-mechokek la'afsher le'tzibur ha-yehudi b'medina ha-chafetz b'kiyum din Torah b'batei din rabbanim shel ha-medina להמשיך וליהנות משירותיה של מערכת השיפוט הרבני כמקובל וכנהוג מאז ומעולם. The whole purpose of the law is to enable the religious community to enjoy the services of the Bet Din Rabbaniim as borim. And it says in that sif, Bagatz should not get involved unless the person objected to the Beis Din being involved in the case from the very beginning. And there are two different explanations of what it means. So he, Rabbi Shochetman, proves the second case, second interpretation is correct. How do you know? From the Historia Hachakikatichelo. This is what's called in America as the... what's the word for Rabbi Osai? Come on. Ah, I'm blanking on the word. This had a lot to do when they had the Get Law problem in 1992. It's something called a law jacket or something like that. I forgot the exact expression. Which is the legislative history behind the particular language of the law. The language of the law sometimes is ambiguous. So you check the legislative history to see what it was trying to accomplish. And he shows in this article, based on the original text of the Chok, so then it was not that way. It was not that way. And then the Bezdin could not be borrowing. That's true. However, but the Chavrei Knesset objected to that, and they changed it, and they added that phrase, which means that the Hezder of Kol HaShanim should still be okay, that Bezdin has a right to be borrowing. It's clear. Unfortunately, this Shofetet, her name is Prokchia, whatever her name is, unfortunately, she quotes me. She quotes me in her decision. But among the two possibilities that he had raised, she chose the first one. She chose the first one. Says the Rav Shochetman as follows. I'm sorry to say that this judge made it, he used an interesting expression. She made a quote, Tos B'Dvar Mishnah. I kind of like it. The secular judge, with all due respect to her wisdom, made a Tos B'Dvar Mishnah. Crazy. Crazy. So she's totally, totally wrong. Anyway, that's what he says. So, after this terrible thing came out, now it says, according to an unbelievable thing, that you cannot go to the Beis Din. This is on page 1486. I'm sorry to say, he says, that this lady, her interpretation is a tall shul of B'dvar Mishnah. And they're not changing their minds. So we need to have a new law. We need the Frum community has to have a new law to give the ability to the Beis Din Rabbanit to serve as a borer. And the Beis Din itself wrote a fiery psak against the Bagatz that they have no business getting involved. We have this right from Mamad Har Sinai. Quotes Sefer Shmos, quotes the Rambam. And in Eretz Yisrael, they had butted in Rabbanim for thousands of years in the time of the British Mandate, even in the Ottoman Empire, they did all the functions of a Beis Din. And the Turks and the Brits gave the permission. And the Israelis won't. But did not Israel kiblat batei adin rabbanim yotzur chai v'kayam. They gave him formal jurisdiction with dinei mishpacha, but they still kept going in all that they were doing until that time. Come on, you're crazy. You can't do this. Gam bagat atzmo eno kol yachol. The secular court is not the only Hashem is the kol yachol. They think they can do anything they want. You can't do such a thing. It's absurd. They attacked them. They were very, very upset. This is all from the Beis Din HaGadol, which is really attacking the secular court gefelach. Gefelach. And they write like this. You'll tell me that it's unbelievable. The Beis Din are so sharp. I think Rabbi Dachovsky wrote this. It's very, very sharp. You're telling me that we have no business doing borrowers on government time. He says, "Pakid b'misraday misrad prati shalati b'zman avodah cheshbon ma'avidah b'boros yitzadadis." I work for a bank, and on company time, I decide to be an arbitrator. Azaya Mavid Yochal Letovo Bedin. So if I work for Chase Manhattan Bank and I do arbitration on the side, Chase Bank can take me to a lawsuit that I'm using company time on private business. But if I did my boris on company time and I, as an arbitrator, the arbitration decision is correct. The Bagatz is saying, why am I doing it? Hadayin asak b'zev izman shesheich lemedina. Okay. Lahavdil, it's like someone makes a kinyan b'Shabbos. Maybe they did a kinyan chil Shabbos, but the kinyan is chal. The Bagatz wants to say that the Dayan has no right to do it. Ze'isa gavra v'lo'isa chefza. I wonder if this female judge, what the hell is what that means. It's isa gavra according to her, not isa chefza. Isa v'lo'adam aborer v'lo b'telos ha'mas v'nishtamash b'minuach al-chatil ha'nosei zeh. Ka'amur, ha'iti sakran. I'm curious, as I think Rabbi Dachovsky. Li'ro'os esa tviya mugeshes v'neged ha'dayim al-isuk tzadi lo m'shem b'zman ha'vodasov b'shev tol gavora. I want it. I dare you, he's saying. Someone should sue a Dayan for doing Boreris while he's paying by the Medina. It would be a joke, such a lawsuit. That's exactly what he's been doing for thousands of years. I don't know, I'm afraid if this case would come up that the guy would win. The judge would have to pay money, the rabbinical judge. He's a sakran. And I think it's written by Rabbi Dachovsky. Yeah, he's one of the Dayan. I'm pretty sure he's the one who wrote it. When did they write this? Ir Tavshin Samachvav. This will happen in 2006. He bashes him. Minces no words. Not only that, he's like this. He says the Bagat said what it said, but they can't destroy our decisions. No. Even if we're not authorized, we did it anyway. Opsak is Lo Nitan Lebitul. Lo Nitan Lebitul. Except the old Sif 24 of the Chok Boris. None of them is relevant in this case. Boom. He says it's all wrong. They bamish fought him tooth and nail. Says the secular court, We don't agree with you. They say that the secular court decided that the chief rabbin at court cannot decide any case of arbitration. He's a chefzer. Ridiculous. Absurd. But what do you do now? What do you do now? So now, what do you do now all these last, what's it? Now it's 9 years. Plus. What do you do? So, despite this, there are, but they didn't, were ignoring it, and are still doing Dine Torah when people come to them. Yeah. We're not going to listen to you. So what happened? In 2007, so they had the Mevaker HaMedina. That's the state controller of the state of Israel. Hey, what's going on over here? Watch this. April 2006, the Bagat said they have no authority to do such things. Can't do it. And it's it. And after all, it's a Mechir Kalkali V'Chevrati. It's coming on the Cheshvan Medina. The Bezdin should spend more time on personal status matters. Da 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 da. From May 2006, he says, 257 cases of Boris have happened. So, in December 2007, the Yoetz Mishpati, who was Orech Din Shimon Yaakovi, someone we know already from his Geirus Pesach, which we like very much, says, no. The Bagatz is only what he calls an obiter dictum. It's not a precedent which obligates anybody. It's nothing. He says no. The office of the state controller says that's not true. Not true. As long as nothing has changed, Bezin should not take care of any boroughs. Says Rabbi Shochetman, no. Shimon Yaakovi is right. It's an obiter dictum because this issue was never brought to a decision. All she had to do was to knock out the power of the Bezdin to judge based on the chok itself. Then she added on her own that even the boris part is no good. So what she thinks and what she said is completely wrong. Completely wrong. Of course, the Bagatz himself doesn't agree with that. They think that it's not an open dictum. The kids are nimrods. He thinks they're all wrong. All wrong. So what do you do? What do you do? You have to have a new law. You have to have a new law. New, but we can't do it nowadays. What happens now? What happens now? What happens now? Writes as follows. Because he can't believe it in Medina Yisrael, Medina Yehudit, Kibugdar B'chok. It's officially a Jewish state. Now, Shimon Peres wanted to make it a Middle Eastern state and lose its Jewish character. Because mine is a Jewish state, it has to be a Jewish court system. Can't be. Now comes the most important thing, which is why that's what got me started over here. Rabosai, listen very carefully. As of the last two footnotes. Footnote 98. As of 2009, there is a law in front of the Knesset which will allow the Bezdin to serve as a borer. But as at the time this book was published in 2010, it hadn't passed yet. Okay, we'll see what happens. I don't know if it ever passed. Footnote 97 says Rabbi Shochetman, till this thing is resolved, okay, you can't force anybody to comply by going to secular court with an arbitration decision of the Bet Rabbani. They should still hear the case. Still hear the case. Still hear the case. Without it, without any shtar biruin to force it in the secular court. Why? Because the entire idea of the shtar biruin is only to enable them to be heard in secular court. Now that it can't be heard in secular court, won't enforce it anyway. It's miutar lechalotin. It's totally superfluous to make the party sign a ksav borerus. Look, if they want to come to on their own to a Bezdin Rabbani to come to Torah, in most cases they will do what Bezdin says, and they should hear the cases anyway without a shtar biruin, as long as they both want to do it. He's telling them to go against the law. He's inciting. He loses his license for this. He is telling all rabbinical judges, the Bezdin Rabbani, to ignore the Bagatz and ignore the Mevaker HaMedina and on state time to do it. Woo-hoo! You know, trying to disbar this fellow. Why did I say all this? Because we're saying that the whole point of a shtar biruin is to enforce something. Now here's an interesting question. So how do you accept the Bezdin? We had a case last week. Maybe it's 2 weeks ago. I forgot when. I'll look at my calendar. We had a get timing issue. A get timing issue is we try to bring people into our Bezdin to determine when the getter should be given. We do not demand the shtar biruin, but we do demand that the parties accept upon themselves to adhere to the decision of the Bezdin. How do we do that without a shtar? Pick up a pen. Pick up a pen! The guy refused to pick up a pen. He drained us a cup for almost an hour, so he sent them home. Why waste our time? He's not even accepting our jurisdiction with a pen. Oh. Now, the reason we don't demand the shtar biruin in that kind of case, it's because we say give a get. That cannot be enforced in the secular court anyway. All of our other things that we deal with can be enforced in the secular court. There is one Achilles heel, I'm the first to admit it, and that is child custody and visitation. Even if you sign a piece of paper saying you give jurisdiction over child custody and visitation and support to any arbitration panel, that is not necessarily going to be enforced by a secular court. You know why? Because technically speaking, children are the wards of the state, and the state has to worry about their welfare. And therefore, they can, in theory, overturn every single one of our decisions about child custody, visitation, and support. Can I tell you a secret? I've been involved in these kinds of cases since 1998, and never once been overturned. I don't know if anyone even tried to overturn it. Never once. Again, I'm not sure if we're batting 1,000 because no one ever tried to overturn us, or they tried and they failed. They might fail, because why would they want to take it out of our jurisdiction? Because they can do a better job, right? Who do we try to use in these cases? Dr. Pelkovitz. Now, he sat with me in 1998, but he sat with me a few times since. They're going to get a better psychologist than him. He gives it his resume, you know, fills up a whole room. They're going to get a better one. So they'd be silly to take the case away from us. Again, I haven't found out if it's ever been challenged. But as far as I know, it's never been overturned, at least that. Okay, Bekitzer Nimritz, the reason I'm telling this all about is because that's what he's saying over here. The whole point of the Shtar Biruin is to force the to enforce it in secular court. But as opposed to a get time, and we don't. But if you didn't pick up the pen, we send you home. Out. Goodbye. Goodbye, Charlie. Now the following case, Reb Osson. Watch this. I'm back to where I started. That was the Nispach. Back to where we came from before. We're in the 16th chapter. I'll tell you what I'll look up later on. I'm now in footnote 89, page 1214, the same page. What happened? This is what happens. A Baldim was called to Mishpat by his adversary, and he didn't show up and gave no excuse. He has to pay the expenses. Yeah. Who said so? Not Stam people. Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Moses, quoted in footnote 89, sat with Rabbi Nissim, the chief rabbi, and Rabbi Lezer Goldschmidt, who's Rabbi Yashiv's close friend. And there are three additional psakim from Rabbi Yashiv. Total of four psakim from Rabbi Yashiv was considered the Gdola Dayanim, saying a guy has to pay money for a no-show. The first case was in 1958. Rabbi Yashiv sat with Rabbi Vadya Adayan and Rabbi Hadas. This is old. He was then younger, they were much older than he was. Okay? And then it happened again in 1969. We sat with Rabbi Goldschmidt and Rabbi Shaul Yisraeli. That was a great Dayanim. And then again, a case in 1965. Rabbi Yashiv sat with Rabbi Goldschmidt and Rabbi Nissim again. And then again in 1966, Rabbi Yashiv sat with Rabbi Zsolti and Rabbi Nissim. Yeah, a lot of these cases. He sat in four cases. We demanded the guy pay expenses for being a no-show. And the next generation of his Rabbi Yashiv's Talmidim, and these are two of his Talmidim, did the same thing, Rabbi Osai, in 2004. Rabbi Sherman and Rabbi Isra, Rabbi Yashiv's Talmidim, and Rabbi Dachovsky, who was decidedly not his Talmud, but they all agreed. They have to pay. The money. It's ridiculous. You have to pay the money. Money can be paid either to the other party or to the state, because you waste the state's time. The state paid for people to come and you didn't show up. It's ridiculous. They make you pay the money. That's all. Finished. And you pay the state as well. This is again the same three Dayanim. There's the Rav Sherman of the Chavsky of Israel. You pay the state. What was the case? The case is as follows. A guy made an appointment, didn't show up. He went to Chutzlartz. You have to pay to both to the other party and the Kupat HaMedina. Because Hatrachato shall bet Adil Nashav for nothing. You should have said you couldn't make it. Give it. Rabosai, you have a dentist appointment and you don't show up. They make you pay. Many dentists, because you could have somebody else. They tell you up front. If you have to cancel more than 24 hours before, so you have to pay. It only makes sense. It's like we said before, it's Dina de Garmi. Or if it's not Dina de Garmi, it's we said before the Ritva in Bava Metzia. Yeah, that's it. Finished. What happens if you tell them that you weren't coming? But somehow or other, this was some mistake. The notification never got to the other side because they changed lawyers. Potter, I notified the lawyer that I'm not coming. Are you changed lawyers? You show up. There's no garmi because I was a shogeg, and there's no din of we made up. I didn't make. I unmade up. You just didn't get the notification. I am Potter Rabosai. Now your question. What if I got to take somebody to court? This is Rabosai in the following situation. Okay, now on page 1218. A plaintiff went against Halacha to court. Your case. Mi shetobes chaveil odem the din barkos. When he could have gone to Bezen Shal Yisrael. Chayev l'shalem lo kol otz osof. The plaintiff has to pay the defendant all his court incurred expenses. Who said so? He quotes Shut Beis Avi. I don't think we have that. I doubt it very much. Maybe I shouldn't say that. If it's the same Beis Avi as Rabbi Libus, who lived in New York. You know, he was from before, he ran away from the war. I knew him personally. He actually signed on our prenup, but he's not here, unfortunately. Quotes Chelek Hey, maybe you'll look at it later on your computer. Chelek Hey, Choshen Mishpat Simen Kufnun Dalet Sivches. And he says like this. He says as follows. The plaintiff has no claim to say, wait a minute, you should have demanded to go to a Din Torah. He says like this, he quotes another tshuva, maybe they have this one. No, they don't. Tshuva's shy. I'm not sure where that's from. If the minhag hamakom is ein atoveya chayav v'otzos hanitba elak shanitma miyad shekibul es hatviya lovel arkos tova min atoveya l'sdayim b'din Torah. That's what I say. I tell every person, if you're taken to court, immediately come to Bezdin to demand that it be moved into Bezdin. Because otherwise, it's going to be the end of the year. If you go along with the secular court, then maybe you accept the din upon yourself. Number one. Number two, you can't get expenses. Avon l'otava zos en los chusotzos. Yeah, that's the pattern of the minig in certain places. B'chol ofen, ein l'schashe b'minig zeh, shum minig garua. Why? V'chayav l'shav l'okol ha'otzos have to pay anyway. I don't know about that. At the end of the day, even he, end of the tshuva, says you don't have to pay. I think that if you want expenses, you, the defendant who was wrongly taken to Bezdin, should have jumped up right away and say, I want to come to Bezdin. And he quotes the Maril Diskin. Okay? Someone went to second law without a heter. And went for a frivolous case. And it caused expenses to the defendant. Yeah. But it's a problem. The plaintiff asked the defendant to come to Din Torah and he refused. Now, he didn't get a heter rakos. He went anyway. Do you have to pay or not? That's a pilpul, a sofik of Maril Diskin in this kind of a case. Adkan, footnote 109 on page 1218. Okay, so this answers your question at least a little bit. There's more to be said, but this is just part of this discussion. Now, we mentioned before, Abosai, this is on 1219, the Mordechai we saw about, Shetov Shin Zayin, Leich V'Ovo Acharecha, which is found explicitly in the Ramah, in Simon Yudalit Sifhei. He wants to know what the kind of a din is. He thinks the Lashon of the Mordechai is what I said, but he calls over here Bidinei Chozim, laws of contract law. That means there was an understanding between the parties. In footnote 113, is it Bidin Chozim or Din Nizokin? As he says what I told you. Rami Rutenberg's Lashon, Kamad Ramesh and Shirim Kinyan, you have to pay anyway. I told you based upon the Ritzvah and Bava Matziah and Gilam and Beis, but the Gra says not that way. We did Mazik, quotes in the Sivis. I thought the Gra himself holds that way. This is footnote 113 on page 1219, where these two possibilities exist. Fine. Mine afkamina. If it's Dina de Garmi, you're only Chayav Bizodon. Only Bizodon, Rabosai. If you did it on purpose. Garmi, we passed it's only Chayav B'mezid, not Bionis, maybe not even B'shoge. But if it's not Garmi, maybe you would be Chayav. Now, where is this found? I'll show you the very brief excerpt. Maybe we'll see you want to see the whole thing? Let's first see the brief excerpt, because time is short. Very brief excerpt in Pisrei Tshuva. Quote to Noda Yehuda, but I'm just going to leave you a very, very brief excerpt. Very brief. Watch. Oh, what happened over here? Yecholam lika kol hashenimtza biyado, whatever money he has, ulahachzir lo, to give it to her, avur hahotzos me'iro lekan. He promised to give her a get. She schlepped from her city to here. Kema shal pidvarav bosa, Sheftiach shetovo vitin laget. Logora mi omo lechavero. Lech vani ovo acharecha. Choshen vish mitzim yudalet vago. So the Noda Behuda says, in this kind of case, you'd have to pay. But when would you have to pay? Presumably, where there is no excuse, where there is someone who's doing it on purpose. But if it's someone who's doing it, we'll call it b'shogeg or b'ones, right? You wouldn't have to pay. But according to the Maran Mirutenberg, as we had it, it's not based on Garmi, it's based on what we call the Ritva in Bava Metzia. Perhaps you have to pay even in a case where it's not your fault. Not your fault. There are cases where employer-employee, in certain situations, it may not be my fault, I have to pay anyway. This I found in an article in Tchumen Yud Beis. I have it in my office, I'll bring it in tomorrow to the Shia. Page 340, footnote 15. I just want to tell you about it, Mr. Shem will show it to you tomorrow. But today, I want to show you a couple of more tshuvas before we have to end. There is a Tzitz Eliezer. Who wrote the Tzitz Eliezer, Rabbi Osai? Rabbi Oldenburg, Zatzal, who sat on the Rabbanut for decades, and many of his psukim are from his Rabbanut dockets. Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Chof, okay, Simen, Samach Gimel. Oh, come on. What happened? Look at the title. They agreed to get divorced. And they come to Besdin. And one party decides, I changed my mind. Hey, pay me my expenses. Okay? It was this whole discussion. What do you say? Yeah, the husband has to pay. Choshen Mishpat Simon Yudalid. Lecha v'acharecha, he didn't show up. Okay? That's what he says. He quotes Cheshek Shlomo Kadmon on Choshen Mishpat, not Rab Shlomo Kluger, Cheshek Shlomo Kadmon. So the husband has to pay the hotzos because of him. She came to Bezin because he promised her to give her a get, and yeah, so he has to pay. Paskent. So he has a paskent. Is he the only one who paskens this way? No. Let's take a look, Rabosai, in Rav Sternbuch. Another. Shlita, he's a contemporary posting. See what he says. We don't have his last volume, as we know, but we have the first five out of six. This is in volume four. Here we go. See what he says. Watch this. Mishat Tavas Chavelet in Torah. Umotu She'ein B'dvar of Mamash. It's a Hakta Chaynik. And the second one wants old souls. Nesiya V'Tawanim. What's the loch? Starts off with Ardent. Choshen Mishpat Simen Yudalit. Quotes the Gra. Right? All discussion with Garmi. He's going to the Gra. Fine. So it comes out. If you force them to take our course, Gelavio the Din, and Laftiach Lava Akal above a girl, the Balino Tos and a Simon Mutzekes, you have to pay. Watch this now. Venero de Bechomokum Shenikar, when you can tell. Shatovea Yoda Biatmo Shen Mamash Pitvioso. The plaintiff knew in his heart of hearts that his whole claim was a bluff. With amazed Rotel, the Tsire of a Ligo Mezalatan Nitpa. He wants to cause him pain and make him and cost him money. Shiul and Nitba Otsos Orach Din Mechal for a lawyer. Mechai Ben Anu Otsobo Otsos. And he found Yeshua Yisrael. Says it now, similar the same thing. Im Kofa Mal Velo 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 Din. Ul Hotsi Otsos. And there's a shakar in between Yoso. Bevare Amal Vechai Amdach Zlo Otsos. Shri Ibn Maoso Vaidei Gramoso. Lech Lani Ba Melacharecho. Exactly. Yodem ei korish dvarim sheker ein lo sikul eskos b'din. Rotsa le tzara la hazik as hanitpa, you make him pay min adin. Ayat ha-machlokos the Rosh and the Rajba, which we saw before. He followed the Ramah. Okay, you make him pay. And he says, But then he wants to suggest, oh, interesting. Okay, so it's his personal expenses you have to pay. But that he hired a lawyer. Who said you need a lawyer? Who said you need a lawyer? Who said you need a lawyer? But what if the other fellow said, I'm coming with my lawyer, and didn't show up? Then you have to certainly pay, because if he has a lawyer, I have to have a lawyer also. Amazing. Amazing. Look at this. This is interesting. These days, Rabbi Osai, a bezin calls somebody, and the defendant says, no, two or three times, I'm not a misarif. I'm not coming. Rabbi Osai, we'll have to discuss this. We haven't gotten to that yet. That's the Simon Yod Aleph, the three times. Two or three times, I'm not coming. He causes hefsedim to the other, to the plaintiff. Okay, you have to pay a lawyer, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He says, it's false. If the Tovea says, he's coming with a lawyer, and the Nitva says he's going to come and doesn't come, you have to pay out souls. Unless you have an onus. An onus, onus of Mother Patrick. Okay?
But he didn't.
1 second. Even if he didn't say, I feel him lo amma ashen ishiyova v'lobo. Halo sof sof yeshkan groma v'chai v'din ishamayim. We should tell the guy who comes to a lawyer that even if you didn't say such and such and such and such, you are grama v'chaya b'dinei shamayim. Okay? Nonetheless, he says, in our bezdin, the badat eda charedis, we don't collect expenses. Maybe the grama means it's all grama. But you got to tell him to follow the Ramah. So be marba shalom b'mishmur to Yisrael. Because he's going to have to pay expenses. Lo yoyez laharim ula triach b'idina b'klum. He won't just play with us and toy with us. I, Eda Charedis, they don't collect expenses. Once in a while, I tell the faker that you caused hezek uvedine shamayim yichaybo. So I can't collect the money, Rabbi Shturmach, right? But Hashem will get you. That's a big threat for some people. Okay? Oh. So that's what he said. That's as far as the threat goes in Rav Sturmberg's vocabulary, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him, even though he himself cannot collect the money because of the minig of the badatz of the Eda HaKharedis. Okay? Now, I guess we have to sort of end. We're just about out of time. Just one more thing. On page 1222. It's the following. A psak from Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg. What's exactly the case? This is the case. When they have to pay money, if it's what's called Hagashas Tfiya Mishum Kantarnut, Amanas the Kantar, they have to pay. But if a person had a legitimate claim, and then at the end of the day he cancels his claim, no, maybe he wasn't being spiteful. He just changed his mind a little bit. Who says Rav Zalman Nechemia? He says like this. Kol shat, I'll end with this. Kol shat tovea tova dvorim shalifi daita hu tzodik betanoso. Ein lechaiva bo tzos. Rakim toan tanos sheker. Viodea shem sheker. Vazeish mokol lechaiva bo tzos bidin gami. Other than that, not. Okay? So this is a... And Rav Zalman Nechemia, it's hard to collect for a lawyer because you could have said it yourself. That's a little hard to understand because you won't get it right by yourself. Adkan, we'll have to stop here. Mitzvah tomorrow. We'll try to finish up this parsha. And we'll try to talk about the parsha of Shavu as well. And maybe some other minyanim if we have time.